Lusaka to the rest of the world. This is the One Love Radio News.
Good afternoon and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumbai Thailash. The headlines. Park calls for deliberate policies to allow Zambians run the economy. Mongo District Health Director arrested for corruption. In international news, UN's top envoy in Congo says peace remains mostly a promise. And in sports, under 17 women national team step up preparations ahead of World Cup trip. And other news in detail. The People's Alliance for Change, PAC, has called on the government to put up deliberate policies and legislation to allow Zambians run the economy. PAC President Andy Ford Banda has stated that the country will never see meaningful development if the economy is run by foreigners. He has called for Zambians to be given large-scale licenses in the mining sector. Mr. Banda has stated that once they form government, they will shift the economy by empowering and protecting locals above foreign interests.
Here in Zambia, entrepreneurs, you know, they don't access loans from the banks because the government gets all the money, you know. So meaning that the local businesses cannot be as capitalized as foreigners. So we need to come up with a mechanism on how to protect them. Because if my foreigners are Babwan and Ramazambi, then it means that they'll be taking over the businesses that are being run by Zambians. If you go to Kafio Road there, you find that my foreigners, Bagulis are my second-hand vehicles, you know. How do you allow foreigners to be selling second-hand vehicles? Are you telling me that my Zambians is Bagulis are Bagulis second-hand vehicles? So once PAC forms government next year, we are reversing this economy, whether it is in the motor vehicle sales, cleaning business. The president of the Cleaning Association of Zambia has been crying, Kuti, why are we allowing foreigners to be given contracts of cleaning in this country? We need to implement local content registration, a registration that protects us, the Zambian people.
Lwapula Province Education Officer Grace Sinkolongo has called for concerted efforts from stakeholders in Mwansawombwe District in safeguarding and protecting children against child abuse. Mrs. Sinkolongo says there is need for traditional and religious leaders, civil society organizations, parents and children themselves to collaborate with government in addressing the vice. She was speaking in a speech read on her behalf by Senior Education Officer Naomi Chipolo during the official opening of the Child Safeguarding and Protection Workshop at Kapala Secondary School. Now, rangos have risen in Chitakwa village due to a water crisis. Details in the following report.
Water is life, but for residents of Chitakwa village, accessing this basic necessity has become a daily struggle. At the center of the dispute is a shop owner accused by residents of blocking efforts to lay a water pipe through a space near his shop. Residents say the denial has worsened the already dire water situation in the area, forcing many families to walk long distances in the search of clean and safe water. They argue that the shop owner's refusal is standing in the way of development and is putting their health and livelihoods at risk. The shop owner, however, defended his position, insisting the space in question is private property.
Pandwe waenga na tukwata uwafya uwarifu kupisha amenshi pa plot pa pamieso waishire pima ukwa wula ukunjivu kisha kuri nshira shiviri kwa kufumia amenshi kuti wafumia kusena makliniki uko lipaipi na kwene ikuru ya kutila kuti wapokele la menshi.
But the area councillor James Kalewaira has maintained that the project will not
and
stop.
What I can assure the community, we are going to make sure that we use the same place. As I'm talking right now, that person has no documentation concerning that road. And if we cross that road, how is the community going to be mourning in the time of funerals? Because that is the access road they use when there is a funeral, they, you know, for them to pass the coffin and then hold funerals.
For now, residents are hopeful that with the councillor's intervention, their long wait for water will soon come to an end. Reporting for One Love Radio, my name is Chikondi Piwi.
Thank you so much, Chikondi, for that report. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SCC, in Mungu has arrested and charged Dr. Neto Mbwayu, the District Health Director for Kalabo District, for corruption involving 43,000 kwacha. In Mansa, the Commission has also arrested and charged Mr. Jackson Kaunda, a former Mansa District Hospital Administrator, with three counts of participating as a bidder in public procurement of a procuring entity by which he was employed as a public officer. In this matter, Mr. Kaunda allowed J.K. Kelly's General Dealers, a business in which he is a partner, to supply goods and services to Mansa District Hospital, where he was employed as hospital administrator. Mr. Mbwayu, 42, of Winela area in Kalabo, has been charged with two counts of willful failure to comply with applicable guidelines relating to procurement. He has also been charged with one count of making a payment from public revenue for services not adequately rendered. Investigations revealed that between 1st January 2021 and 31st December 2022 in Kalabo District, Dr. Mbwayu, in his capacity as District Health Director at Kalabo District Health Office, willfully failed to comply with Ministry of Health procurement guidelines dated 2nd January 2020, when he approved a payment of 39,000 kwacha to a named company. And for the purchase of the two HP Pavilion laptops, an amount above his approval threshold of 30,000 kwacha. We take a break. Do stay tuned for international and sports news. Don't go away.
The Information and Communications University is driving the thrill for the nation in research and development. Enroll now for full-time and distance programs in the School of Engineering, Humanities, Business and Education. To apply, visit our website at www.icuzambia.net or call us on +260 211 221 662 or 0966 342 359. Sponsorship is available. Enroll now.
International news. 7 months after the UN Security Council unanimously adopted Resolution 2773, urging the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Rwanda to end hostilities, the UN's top envoy in Congo says peace remains mostly a promise. Despite diplomatic breakthroughs, including peace agreements signed in Washington between the DRC and Rwanda in June and a July declaration of ceasefire with M23 rebels in Qatar, violence continues to escalate on the ground. Tensions between DRC and Rwanda remain high, with both countries trading accusations at the UN. Rwanda's permanent representative, Karoli Martin Ingonga, claimed that the DRC is collaborating with the FDLR, a rebel group accused of atrocities. In response, DRC's UN Ambassador Zenon Ngei Mukongo accused Rwanda of invasion and alleged ethnic cleansing. Violence continues to devastate eastern Congo. NGOs have reported summary executions, gang rapes, and kidnappings. A UN investigation in September found that all parties may have committed war crimes and war crimes against humanity. For more and foreign news, we monitor the BBC.
Non-essential government services.